This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. A Northern Arizona University professor emeritus says he's never seen anything like a recent find in the Utah desert. This, despite 25 years spent studying rock art at thousands of sites. Retired ethnolinguist Eckhart Malatke is researching what could be the oldest known realistic engravings of Colombian mammoths in the Western Hemisphere, petroglyphs from the Ice Age near the San Juan River.
The big challenge, of course, is dating the art, an endeavor that is still fraught with many problems. But now we have a site near Bluff, a site with authentic, figurative Ice Age art.
As if displayed on a gigantic gallery wall, rock art created by various cultures over thousands of years spans nearly a mile of Navajo sandstone. Among abstract drawings of deer, bighorn sheep, and flute players, Malatke says it's the detailed portrayal of these mammoths that makes these petroglyphs chronological markers for the Pleistocene era, dating back perhaps 13,000 years to the time of the animal's extinction.
What is most exciting about these depictions is that at the tips of the trunks are bifurcations that clearly depict the prehensile fingers that proboscideans have.
Malatke says one of the most exciting parts of the discovery is that we now have clear evidence that early humans and giant Ice Age animals coexisted in this area.
So these people shared the same landscape with these mega mammals on the Colorado Plateau, and that is unique now in both Americas.
Malatke envisions an interpretive area that showcases this Ice Age art. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.